Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor, a naturopath from Massachusetts and author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing, book available on Amazon or on his website, drbarrytaylor.com. We have been talking immune system, and coming back here in the second half, we're going to talk about ways that you can boost your immune system and make yourself healthier to tackle the winter here in cold New Hampshire.
Mm.
So what do you do for yourself during the winter?
I find a beach.
So you make your vitamin D naturally.
Vitamin D, another very important. A, C, and D, another important. Good for you. You know, one of the things that I do, Dr. Steph, is I'm very focused on probiotics. We did a show on microbiome, I believe, that people can look for and archive. So every night before I go to sleep, I take one or two of my Love Your Body Healthy Flora. And there are a lot of different companies that make flora products. These are the good bugs, the healthy Lactobacillus acidophilus, the millions and millions, billions of healthy bugs that live in your gut. Ingestion, digestion, how well you absorb is all related to healthy bugs in your, this is the large colon down deep in your belly. And people who travel, people who go out of the country, people who are around people who are sick. So you travel and you might be drinking water that has different bugs in it, even if you're trying to get bottled water. So this isn't necessarily more in the winter, which I'll get to. And one of the things that people can do is to take a look at their digestion. Talked about that in the first half. And there are a lot of different probiotic capsules, powders, some that have to be refrigerated, some that are a couple of million. I like my formula. It's got, I think, 58 billion units per capsule. And that can be helpful. Now, for people that are not dairy sensitive, they could do a really good Greek yogurt once or twice a week. There's soy yogurt, coconut yogurt, you know, there's goat yogurt, sheep yogurt. There's all sorts of yogurts as a way of eating a food. You could do more fermented foods like sauerkraut and other kinds of miso soup. Those all help to have a healthy colon, which is a really great first line of defense for building the immune system. The other thing I do in the winter is that I drink some healthy juices pretty regularly throughout the week. I'm doing carrot apple beet, carrot apple celery. I make some powders in my Love Your Body formulas. For people who don't have juicers that are healthy green, healthy red, something called Wake Up, which is a series of orange and squash and carrot, everything orange that you could think of. So there are things nutritionally digestive. The other thing I do in the winter is I do a lot of saunas and steams. I'm fortunate and blessed to have built a steam in my walk-in shower. If people go to clubs, I encourage them to seek and ask, does your club have a steam or a sauna? And if not, when you exercise, can you put a hooded sweatshirt on so that people can help themselves sweat more? The more I sweat, the more I get my body into an aerobic mode, the more easy it is to accommodate to really cold weather. If I can get my circulation going, so in winter more than summer, I like spicy food, but the Native American Indians put cayenne pepper in their moccasins to keep their feet warm. So things like cayenne pepper, ginger, anything that can stimulate hot and cold showers if you don't belong to a gym and you don't have a steam in your shower like I do. Vascular gymnastics, hot, cold, getting your heart rate. These are really, really important lifestyle choices that can really help you accommodate. The more you're warm, in other words, one of the things, if somebody's immune system was very, very run down, I would not give them orange juice in the winter. I would not give them bananas or pineapple. I would want them to eat foods that are more in the earth, foods that create body heat. Oranges, pineapples, where are they grown?
Warm weather.
Tropics, warm weather. So before trains and planes and buses and ships, I mean, some god or source or some infinite wisdom put foods on the planet for people to eat where they were living because we did not ship them. So those foods tend to cool you down. Now, if you're pretty healthy and you're just looking for general immune stability and health, then, you know, might not be an issue. But people who have cancer, people who have Lyme, people who have lots of allergies that come to me in the winter or that I'm doing, you know, consults with all over the country, then I might be very specific. Vitamin A-rich foods, as we talked in the first half, vitamin C-rich foods, vitamin D-rich foods, vitamin zinc. But I also might have them eat a food plan in the therapeutic phase of really, how can we really boost your immune system? Where they're, I'm asking them, do your hands and feet get cold easily? Common. And most people might misthink, oh, it's related to iron. Well, maybe not. I mean, it could be. I mean, somebody might be iron deficient. But for me, somebody's hands and feet being cold is often related to adrenal compromise, where they don't have Cushing's or Addison's, but their adrenals are overworking. They're in some mild to moderate fight or flight all the time. Medically speaking, you and I would call them a sympathetic dominant person. So another thing, which might people listening might think is indirect, what do I do? I relax. I encourage people to listen to music. I encourage people to do crossword puzzles or big board puzzles, or I encourage people to get massages, or I have them lay on a biomat, which is infrared heat, or I have them meditate or do some kind of relaxing. Could be Tai Chi, could be, you know, there are a lot of ways. So I'm encouraging people who are on the go, push, 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 more, 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 do, to have some intentional being time. Because I took my mentor to heart in the first half, where I've learned in the last, this was early 80s, so this is a lot of years ago, this is 25 more, 30 years ago, that the immune system is very related to the nervous system. So no one would think that calcium and magnesium is really related to the immune system, but because it's more related to your bones and it's more related to how well your heart's working and things like that. However, while the calcium and magnesium is not related to the immune system, indirectly, if your nervous system is in overwhelm a lot, then I might use theanine in a formula that I call healthy calming. It's part of the Love Your Body line. Or I might use different herbs to help relax, not sedate. I might use inositol powder. So a lot of people, you know, their set point is so anxious. So if somebody's got a background of mild, moderate anxiety, I don't mean somebody who knows that they're anxious, moderate to, I don't get many panic attacks, but I have had. I'm talking about people who, they think relaxing is boring. Then one of the things that I do with some people is I might give them the amino acid taurine, the amino acid theanine, a inositol powder that will not get them sleepy, but will give them more energy so that they can begin to experience more peace. The more hyper somebody is, I'm not saying it's bad to be in go mode, but the more hyper somebody is, all of those really detract. Last thing I want to say, see if you have any questions. I know we might be running out of time. There are some wonderful herbs. Golden seal is fabulous for bacteria. Colloidal silver is great for viruses. Lomatium's great for viruses. I mean, their olive is terrific. You know, olive leaf in a capsule, 500 milligrams, fabulous. There are antivirals. There are some wonderful antibacterials. If somebody's got too much candida, there's a whole host of different antifungals that are herbal. All of those are in a context of, how's your digestion working? How's your nervous system working? And do you have any mild, moderate, or extreme adrenal overload? Those are some big pieces that I'm looking at.
So in the last couple of seconds that we've got, what should somebody be looking for when they look for a supplement? So you've mentioned lots of things that could help.
Yeah.
Someone's at the grocery store, at the health food store, and they're facing this wall of vitamins. Is there anything that someone could know to make a better selection than another?
That's like being in a used car lot and there are thousands of cars and you don't, and there's a Kia next to a Bentley and you've never heard of a Bentley and you've never heard of a Kia. All you see is four tires. You look through the windows and they both have steering wheels and they go, oh, this one's much less than this one. I think this one works.
What a great analogy.
So this, you know, the in the sea of vitamin supplements, I mean, there are really good brands. And there are, you know, a number of brands that docs like me use. Many years ago, I designed my own supplements so I could really oversee and not have any compromise to quality. You know, there are chewable elderberry immune formulas. You know, I have a whole line. I have a whole category of numbers of supplements that are in the immune category. If somebody is in a health food store, it's amazing how many people in a health food store will ask the salesperson as if they're a doctor. Ask the salesperson what training they've had. You know, maybe they've gone to an integrated nutritional school and they're a health coach. You know, maybe they've gotten more training than just, well, I got training to have this job, which is probably not much. But there are a number of really good brands.
Some that are not so good.
Some that are not so good.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for being on the show today. If you're listening and you'd like more information, Dr. Taylor does consults via Skype. There's also some great opportunities to learn from his website. It's drbarrytaylor.com. You can also place orders for supplements there as well for high-quality supplements. Today's show was sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays at any of our locations in Meredith, Epping, or in Pembroke for just $49. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080, or go to the web, crossroadschiropractic.com, for more info. We thank you for listening to Half Hour to Health here on WTPL and WEMJ. We'll see you next weekend.